The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, Paul's Pizza in Westchester, DiamondGhostCharters.com, HookAndHuntTV.com, Midwest Outdoors Magazine, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, Wren Lake Area Tourism at VisitWrenLake.com and EnjoyWrenLake.com, BizBait, the soft plastic baits made for the professional bass angler who want to catch more fish. That's BizBait.com. Don't forget, for that true Canadian experience, go to VisitSunsetCountry.com. That's VisitSunsetCountry.com.
Follow me and find contentment. Follow me to rippling streams. Find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors, whether it's close to home or across this great country. Come on out and follow me. Hey, everybody, Chauncey here. I hope you're ready to enjoy a good program. Today, we've got a couple interesting guests today. First of all, we're going to have on Michelle Zeller. She's the program coordinator for Michigan's Becoming an Outdoor Woman program. This is a great program to introduce women to many aspects of the great outdoors that they may not have had a chance to growing up, because, you know, dad may have been taking the son out, or he just went out with his buddies. And, you know, the women want to pass these outdoor skills on and their knowledge to their children. And this is a great way for these people to just pass on this knowledge and to learn a lot of new things. And the Becoming an Outdoor Woman is a national program that really every state that I know of has a program. And Michigan's got a couple of dates coming up, and it's open to not just Michigan people. It's open to any women that would like to come. So we're going to be talking to Michelle Zeller all about it. And I'm pretty excited because it's just a program that I volunteered at in different states. And it's just a great way to see someone learn more about the outdoors. Then we are having on a gentleman, you might, if you're a fisherman, a bass angler, you might know this name. I mean, you know, just a small individual. I mean, you know, actually he's a really tall guy, but we're having on Kevin Van Dam. What? That's right. We're having Kevin Van Dam on. I haven't had Kevin on for a couple of years, and that's basically my fault, but you know, his schedule, my schedule, it was hard to connect and stuff. But you know, he's America's top bass angler. I mean, this guy has won more tournaments, bass tournaments, more money in tournaments than any other angler I know of. And the cool thing about it is he just recently won a tournament for MLF on Lake Chickamauga in Tennessee, which is part of the Tennessee River system, not about an hour away from my daughter's house. I wish I could have gone there and seen her and him at the same time. That would have been cool. But he's going to talk to us about fishing the tournament, what he did to win the tournament. But more importantly, if you listen to him, he's going to be talking to us about how he prepares and what kind of gear. And he doesn't just look for this lure, that lure. He makes sure it's the right lure made with the top quality equipment, and he's going to catch fish. And he also notices all the little subtleties in the great outdoors, which is something that I think is fantastic. And then in our last segment, we were going to have always our Aiden Fishing Report. If I have a show without the Aiden Fishing Report, I get emailed pretty quick. And then Captain Tony is going to be out on Lake Michigan. We'll get him rabble-roused on the show to talk about what's going out there. We'll try to find some other outdoor news and more fishing reports for the area. So it's a packed show with a lot of stuff to do. So I don't want you to go away, because we have a lot of fun on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Hey, we've been getting a lot of rain in the Chicagoland area and other parts of the Midwest, but we've had it so dry the ground is soaking it up, and people don't complain about the rain, please. We need it. Our lakes and rivers and ponds, some of them were, you know, a foot, 2 foot, somewhere even 4 foot lower because of the lack of water. All this rain is going to activate the fish and make fishing a lot better. And so if it get out, wet a line, throw, catch some bluegills, catch a bass, catch some bullhead, whatever you're looking for. And if it's going to be drizzling outside, just put a raincoat on. It's going to be fine. It's only water, folks. I tell you what, don't go away. We'll be right back with more of Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Where? Right here on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network.
If you fish and hunt in Illinois, you'll love Midwest Outdoors magazine. Right now, you can get a full year of Midwest Outdoors, 12 issues, for only $14.95. That's a $15 savings off the regular newsstand price. Whatever species you fish, whatever game you hunt, Midwest Outdoors experts will share their time-tested techniques and favorite spots with you. Each month, Midwest Outdoors has dozens and dozens of articles, reports, maps, and proven methods to help you enjoy the outdoors. Illinois residents receive a free state section focusing on fishing and hunting right here in Illinois. Pick up Midwest Outdoors at leading newsstands. Or to save $15 off the annual cover price, subscribe to Midwest Outdoors. You'll get 12 issues for only $14.95. Call now, 1-800-606-3474. That's 1-800-606-FISH. Visa, MasterCard, and American Express are accepted. Or to subscribe online, punch up MidwestOutdoors.com on the web. Midwest Outdoors, helping people like you enjoy the outdoors.
Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoyrenlake.com, you can learn about Southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoyrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile.
Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester has everything you love and more. Their new take-home meals from Paul's Market right there in the store, where you can bring it home, heat it, and enjoy your choice of baked lasagna, eggplant, baked rigatoni with vodka sauce, sausage and basil sauce, and more. Or you can try one of Paul's new family meals that will feed 4 to 6 people hot, ready for the table, from eggplant parmesan, ricotta gnocchi, chicken parmesan with sides, and a dessert you can't go wrong. And while you're at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, pick up a sandwich along with your take-home heat-and-eat meal for that true comfort food feeling. Place an order for pickup or delivery by phone to 708-531-9080 and tell them Chauncey sent you.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Visit sunsetcountry.com and discover a world of possibilities, from fishing, hunting, attractions, events, camping, tournaments, boating, and more. Whether you're staying at a resort for a week, or camping, or just passing through, there are plenty of things to do in Sunset Country. And you can find it all on visitsunsetcountry.com. But the key to planning a perfect trip to Northwest Ontario is to go online to visitsunsetcountry.com and order your free Sunset Country travel guide and fishing map. And not dream about a Canadian trip, but be part of a Canadian trip at visitsunsetcountry.com.
Is that a faucet running?
That's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest. Forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
I didn't know the trees were so amazing.
Yep, and the forest gives us shade, trees to climb.
That's awesome. Let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does, just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. This segment is brought to you by Waterworks. Waterworks Boat Sales at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700.
You gone fishing.
How do you know?
There's a sign upon your door.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
You know.
There's your hoe out in the sun.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And, you know, one of the coolest programs that I have ever been part of and seen and done things with have been, it's called Becoming an Outdoor Woman. On the phone with me right now, we have Michelle Zeller, who is the program coordinator for BOW, Becoming an Outdoor Woman, for the state of Michigan. How are you, Michelle?
Great. I'm happy to be here.
Thank you so much. And it's kind of interesting because my own personal, my father worked nights and weekends, so my whole introduction to the outdoors was my mother. And, you know, she taught me about fishing. Her and two other relatives, female relatives, you know, we went camping. We'd leave my father at home for a week. We'd go camp for a week. You know, so it was interesting that, you know, when later in life, the different states, Wisconsin, Michigan, Illinois, and many others that have Becoming an Outdoor Woman programs is to entice women to learn a lot of different things about the great outdoors in a setting that they feel comfortable in, right?
Absolutely.
Now, them feeling comfortable in it is really kind of cool. What do you think that you do as, you know, the coordinator for this event or just the event, et cetera, helps you make these women learn and enjoy the outdoors?
Well, first and foremost, we approach it at whatever skill level they are attending at. If they've never done it before, if they're scared, if they're nervous, if they're just brushing up because it's been a long time since they've participated in outdoor activities, our instructors are all volunteer, so they're very passionate and they choose to be there. You know, they're not being paid to be there. They choose to be there. So their expertise and their skill and their passion really shines through. And you do that at the level that the participant is being introduced to. And everybody's happy and everybody's comfortable.
And if you want to talk about camaraderie, let me tell you. The women that go to these events, if you go there by yourself or you go there with a friend, or you are going to walk out with 20 or 30 more new friends. It is just amazing to see.
Without a doubt. And I always say that it's contagious. The program is contagious. The people, once you participate, it becomes contagious. We not only for our participants, but our instructors, they always come back. Everybody always comes back.
Yes. And the women also come back, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And they bring somebody with them. They bring somebody who needs to experience this, and they share, and it's just a revolving, continuous door.
Yeah, and this is literally, and the first time I went to a Becoming an Outdoor Woman program, I sat there and I went, oh my gosh, it was so much fun. The laughing, the comfortableness of everybody there. If somebody made a mistake, you didn't have, you know, a significant other, a boyfriend, whatever, you know, husband saying, yeah, you're doing it wrong. No, the women were all cheering each other on, laughing, and being part of it. But the thing is, it's not just, okay, well, we're going to, these are literally different classes that you're showing these participants to get them involved with, right?
Oh, yes. In fact, our Michigan program for our summer, we have up to 32 different classes. So some folks want to experience all new. Some folks want to brush up. But the openness and of the participants and the instructors, and you put that together, and you know, there's a certain level of vulnerability there, so the connection is made.
Yeah. What were some? Okay, can you give me some of these classes that you guys are doing?
Oh, we have all of our firearms. We have handgun, shotgun, rifle. We have archery. We have kayaking, stand-up paddleboard, canoeing, basic land navigation, map and compass. We have different levels of hiking. Our winter program is very unique as well. We have sled dogging, and we have winter camping where you build quinsies, snowshoeing, cross-country skiing, winter fat bike tire, a whole host of outdoor-related activities and safety, you know, wilderness survival, wilderness first aid. We incorporate all of that as well.
Wow. I'm sitting there going, I want to go. Sled dog. I mean, and, you know, if you think about this, these are things that, you know, people, and, you know, and I'm trying to not to sound, you know, like I'm plugging holes in anybody, you know, dad took his sons out to teach them how to shoot and, you know, left the daughter with mom at home, you know, but the women want to do these things. The women want to be part of the outdoors to a greater point sometimes than a lot of men do. And by giving them that opportunity, you mentioned just learning, and you don't have to take the course, but if you want to feel comfortable around a shotgun or a rifle, or and you're getting safety instructions and that, you know, the dog sledding thing. When you said that, I got a crick in my neck. I went, what? That sounds like a great event. And then just, you know, all of these things help you not just, hey, it's a skill I learned. It makes you a better rounded outdoor person, because then you're taking your sons and daughters or your grandchildren out to enjoy the outdoors. And I think that's an important key, that becoming an outdoor woman has that reach that goes way beyond just a class in the woods or an activity in the woods, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. You know, the program is designed to break down those barriers, and confidence is key. And I truly believe that we, the program in general and women in general, are the key to continued conservation and support of conservation and resources and outdoor activities, because of what you said. I mean, if it's kind of, I joke around and say, well, if mama's happy, everybody's happy. But really, to get more of our children involved and to continue the traditions that, you know, many families grew up on, it's important. BOW is key to that.
Yes, yes. Oh, God, yes, 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 yes. And I can't remember who started becoming an outdoor woman. I really, you know, when it started as a program, who, what state was, I don't, and I really don't care who was first or not. It's the point that we have this program. And like I said, we're speaking with Michelle Zeller in Michigan, but, you know, and, but there's that in other states that do these things, but it's just that activity of making them comfortable. I mean, I've seen some of these classes where they're teaching photography, they're teaching, you know, outdoor cooking, and it's, you know, how to use a Dutch oven, how to do this, how to make tinfoil cookery. These are, that's one little thing. What is an, you know, nature walk? Hey, what, this is an oak tree. This is this. This is how you can tell this from there. I mean, these are, and the women that go to these events, Michelle, they're like sponges. They want to get it. They just want to suck all of that, you know, in and hold it and have a great time. And just like I said, they just being buddies with in the great outdoors. It's amazing to me.
Oh, yeah. And I always tell, seeing is believing. You know, there are folks, you know, who might not buy into a program for women. And I understand that, and then I invite them to our program and say, come spend a day with me. And I've never had anybody who's come to spend the day with us leave with a different thought on their mind than they originally came.
Mm-hmm.
Even as far as to say, you know, our program is very popular. We have women attend from state, you know, all states from across the country. We track that even. So despite the popularity, what I hear most often is I've always heard about it. I heard it was great. I heard it was often awesome, but this has been life changing for me. If you've heard the stories and the testimonies and received the letters and the emails and the cards of how BOW has changed their life or impacted their life, it's astounding.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, because I now have seen more women go to trap shooting ranges as a group together. I've seen them go on charters on Lake Michigan together. I've seen them go camping together. I've seen them on, you know, steelhead fishing the St. Joe River in January when it's colder than bejesus, and I'm even wondering why they're out there, but they're having a great time catching fish. And when you do this, it just brings the outdoors home even more to the kids, because the kids see that mom is enjoying this. The kids and the, you know, see, oh my gosh, we can do this with her. And it just grows a tighter, stronger family bond. Wow, that's pretty good.
Oh, Chance. Absolutely. Oh, it does. And you know, it shows, you know, that old stereotypes about that there used to be, you know, not necessarily anymore, but you know, in certain areas, we all have different upbringings. We all have different experiences, but there's no question. Your children automatically, you know, when women introduce them to this or take their families out and do this with their children, it's a given that yeah, mom can do that. You know, women can do that. Like, it's not even a thought. It's taken for granted, and that's what we need to have.
Yes, exactly. If somebody wants to learn more about becoming an outdoor woman for the state of Michigan, which, as you said, was, you know, people, it's not just open to Michigan residents. Other people can come. What's the best way for them to find out about this?
They can go on our website, www.michigan.gov/BOW. And when you do that, sign up for email notifications. So every time we offer a program, every time we are going to be doing an event or registration, you'll receive an email and you will get firsthand information, you know, whatever it is. You can always call me, 906-293-5131, extension 4004, or send me an email at dnrbow@michigan.gov.
Michelle, thank you. Thank you for doing this. Thank you for getting more women into the outdoors. Thank you for just everything you, the state of Michigan, and all the volunteers, because this doesn't work without a lot of volunteers, that are doing to get people excited to walk into the great outdoors. Thank you.
Absolutely. I really appreciate you inviting me. And always, the door is always open for people who want to participate and volunteer.
And you always have an open mic here to enjoy it also. All right?
Wonderful.
Thanks, Michelle. You're listening to Chauncey. On Chauncey's Great Outdoors, you know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Waterworks has been through this pandemic for everyone who owns a boat or dreams of buying a new boat. Waterworks wants to make your dream of owning a 2022 Lund or Low boat powered by your Mercury outboard this year. Waterworks is taking deposits now for the 2022 Lund and Low boats with a Mercury outboard motor to be ready for that fall fishing trip. But if you have a boat you're not using or want to sell or maybe trade in, let Waterworks give you a price no one can match. Waterworks will hold your special Waterworks price on these new models and give you all those special price incentives way before any boat show and guarantee to hold that price today with a deposit made today. So stop in now and make a deposit on your 2022 Lund or Low for that fall fishing trip with a new Mercury outboard at a price no one can match. Go to waterworks.com or call them at 708-798-9700.
If you fish and hunt in Illinois, you'll love Midwest Outdoors magazine. Right now, you can get a full year of Midwest Outdoors, 12 issues, for only $14.95. That's a $15 savings off the regular newsstand price. Whatever species you fish, whatever game you hunt, Midwest Outdoors experts will share their time-tested techniques and favorite spots with you. Each month, Midwest Outdoors has dozens and dozens of articles, reports, maps, and proven methods to help you enjoy the outdoors. Illinois residents receive a free state section focusing on fishing and hunting right here in Illinois. Pick up Midwest Outdoors at leading newsstands. Or to save $15 off the annual cover price, subscribe to Midwest Outdoors. You'll get 12 issues for only $14.95. Call now, 1-800-606-3474. That's 1-800-606-FISH. Visa, MasterCard, and American Express are accepted. Or to subscribe online, punch up MidwestOutdoors.com on the web. Midwest Outdoors, helping people like you enjoy the outdoors.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Visit sunsetcountry.com and discover a world of possibilities from fishing, hunting, attractions, events, camping, tournaments, boating, and more. Whether you're staying at a resort for a week or camping or just passing through, there are plenty of things to do in Sunset Country. And you can find it all on visitsunsetcountry.com. But the key to planning a perfect trip to Northwest Ontario is to go online to visitsunsetcountry.com and order your free Sunset Country travel guide and fishing map. And not dream about a Canadian trip, but be part of a Canadian trip at visitsunsetcountry.com. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. This segment is brought to you by DiamondGhostCharters.com. Go fishing with Captain Tony and get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Well, let me tell you a story about a little fella, black and blue with a hint of yellow.
This is Kevin Van Dam, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
When the bass ain't biting and the trout are gone, try the bluegill boogie, you can't.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors, and who's on the phone? It's the man that I get more questions about than anyone on the face of the earth, Mr. Kevin Van Dam. Kevin, how are you, my friend?
Chauncey, I'm doing great, man. It's been a while.
Yes, it has. Yes, it has. And it should never be this long again. But let me ask you, you were fishing down the street from my daughter in Chickamauga, wasn't it?
Yeah, there on the Tennessee River. Yep.
And
their last tournament.
Congratulations on that win there. And everybody talks about how great that place is, but, you know, I don't care who you are, except for maybe you. you know, when you fish the Tennessee River, you know, you're not in control of anything. The TVA is.
Yeah. It seems like they always like to throw curveballs at you, too, when you got a tournament on it. But it is a great system overall, and a lot, you know, really – all those lakes up and down that whole chain are incredible fisheries, for sure.
Yeah, a lot of people don't realize that the Tennessee Valley Authority, the TVA, basically runs the whole river starting from, God, I mean, it's in Alabama all the way up through and, you know, way up in through Tennessee and stuff like that. And when normally you say a river, it's really much different when you start getting that eastern part of it. It's a unique river that most people think rivers have drop-offs, but mud, silt bottoms, and, you know, it's this and that. But, no, there's lots of other things that are going on in that river that make it conducive to bass fishing.
Yep. It's used for a lot of other things, and, bass fishing is just a small part of everything that happens on it.
Exactly. Now, the tournament, this was the Bass Tour, right, wasn't it?
It's Major League Fishing Bass Pro Tour.
The Bass Pro Tour, the Major League Fishing Bass Pro Tour. Too many words in these senses. But yeah. That tournament, your first day, you had a pretty decent day. You know, fishing wasn't, they weren't jumping in your boat that you would have liked to, right?
Well, you know, with the format for Major League Fishing, when you can score as many as you can catch, and the way the elimination round and knockout round is, we basically, after each of those first two rounds, your weights go back to zero. So yeah, there's some strategy involved in it, but yeah, you have to catch as many as you can. And you know, at the end of the first day, I really had a pretty good day compared to the field.
Mm.
and knew I was really solid to make it into the next round, even after the first day.
So. Right. Exactly. But then, you know, when you get into that final round, the Tennessee Valley says, hey, we need water somewhere. And they start drawing some water down, didn't they?
Yeah, you know, there hasn't been a lot of rain, or, you know, up until recently. I mean, well, before we were there, there just was not a lot of rain throughout the whole system. And so they were moving very little water. But we just know as the temperatures start getting hotter and the demand for water goes up,
exactly.
And that's the windows you're looking for, because, you know, when they start moving the current, you know, the fish get active, the shape get active, and that's when the bass feed. They know that it's the optimum time for them to be successful. And so they look for those windows too. But it just varies so much from day to day that it's hard to – mm-hmm. It's hard to plan for. I mean, they just don't put out a schedule that they follow. So it's not like you can say, well, hey, at 2 o'clock, they're going to start running some water and it's going to be good. You really just have to pay real close attention to the conditions, because it's a little different every single day. And, capitalize on those windows when you can.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, you're also fishing. When I was looking at the, there's some, there's Jordan Lee and several of the other guys that, you know, very well common names that everyone knows. But then you had a couple local boys in there. And, you know, you get a local boy in there, he could do some damage on that circuit.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, there's quite a few top-tier pros that are right from there and have a lot of experience there. And, of course, they all did well in the tournament, as you'd expect, because they know it. They know that time of the year. And in the end, it was pretty interesting, right down to the wire there.
Mm-hmm. And, everyone, we're talking with Kevin Van Dam, enough said. And but the thing is, when I was reading a lot about the different anglers that were out there, some were using hair jigs, some were using plastic, some were doing this, some felt like the hair jig was going to be a better one. And, you know, you went to a good-sized crankbait and did the damage, which I have to give you. I mean, I can't fish a crankbait and catch fish if I want to. But, you know, you pulled your, I'm trying to think of the name of the crankbait.
Oh, it's Strike King. Well, I've really helped design the whole series, but my main bait was the Strike King 5XD. I threw a series 5, a 5XD, and a 6XD, just dependent on the depth. And they are the gold standard for ledge fishing, and especially the Tennessee River. I've won on Kentucky Lake several times with them, and I've got a great history all up and down that river, and that's my strength. You know, that you were talking about it. These guys are doing different techniques and doing different things, and you know, now with technology the way that it is, and you know, the anglers are so much better. There's not secret spots or anything anymore. It comes down to figuring out how you can make the fish bite when they don't want to, and everybody has their own confidence techniques and lures, and that's what we were all doing, is we were fishing our strengths, and you know, that's something that I've been doing for years, you know, cranking those ledges, and it's an efficient way to do it, and it's a great way to trigger them into biting when they're not necessarily in a feeding mode, and if they are, it just makes it that much more efficient.
No, exactly, it really does. Now, and that's one of this the third day of the tournament with MLF. Once again, you said you go to zero, and then everybody goes up from zero to win, and that's really kind of a, you know, you could have a couple of great days, get into the final, and then, you know, not have a good day.
Yep. That's the thing is, you have to catch them every single day, every single round in a Major League Fishing Bass Pro Tour event. And arguably, you know, 80 of the best anglers out there, you know, it's a tough field to fish against, and somebody's always catching them. So it's, you know, you got to have everything go your way and you know, fish really a perfect week win.
Exactly. And you know, if I just want you people, go to MLF.com and MajorLeagueFishing.com and look at the list of anglers. And if you wouldn't get the little bit of the heebie-jeebies saying, okay, I'm going to get in the next tournament if you could. And he was like, no, I'm not going to go up against these guys, because every one of them is such an accomplished angler. And, you know, that last day, like I said, when I read that, I went, man, I've got to really produce more on the last day than I did the first 2 days in order to win the tournament. And that psychologically can do a good number on your brain.
Yeah, I knew just based on the conditions and the field that we had that several of those guys were going to be really strong, and that I'd really have to execute well and, you know, be able to, if I could find a good school, I needed to really capitalize and maximize the number of bites and quality. You know, you just don't want to lose any or get a penalty or something and lose your momentum and let that school get, you know, wise to what's going on and not be able to catch anymore. And, you know, I didn't say that I was perfect by no matter, but in the end, you know, I ended up with enough to win, and really it was a pretty incredible day on the water. I had a blast doing it. It's, again, that's how I love to fish.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that, you know, I've built a whole system around, and, you know, rods, reels, lines, baits, hooks, the whole deal, and really executed it about as well as I could anyways that day.
Yeah. Well, even what you do with your crankbait, I have to, you know, this says a lot about what you believe in. You know, you take the hook off your crankbait and you put another hook on.
Yep. You know, you just, I've got to have the best, you know, you want to have the best components for the technique and the size of the fish and the style of fishing you're doing. So that's why I created those hooks. And that's why they said, hey, let's put, you know, we're going to put your name on them. It's your design, your style. And, you know, they definitely hook and hold, you know, that's your direct connection to the fish. So, you know, that's one thing you definitely don't want to take for granted.
No. Now, once that fish grabs that hook, between the hook, the lure, the knot onto the leader, the line, the rod, and the reel, everything, all, you're in charge of all of that. The fish is in charge of getting off. That's his job.
Yeah, some days they can do a pretty good job at it, too. So
that's so cool. Hey, you're on your way to the next tournament. Where's that at?
We're headed to the St. Lawrence River up in Messina, New York.
Mm.
It's actually the far east end of the section of the river that's connected to Lake Ontario. So we're not, you know, our section based on a lot of factors and COVID and that and the Canadian border and where they're at. Mm-hmm. We're only allowed to fish American waters and that section of river basically from the first lock and dam at Messina westward to basically Alex Bay and the you know, the big bridge that goes to Canada right there. So we've got about it's probably got to be about 70-mile, 80-mile section of river to fish, and it's an incredible fishery and a beautiful place up there. I've got a lot of history. I've actually won 3 times in the past in that Thousand Islands region, so look forward to getting back up there.
Yes, and it's a very pretty area to be at, too. It's a very pretty area.
You know, upstate New York is, it reminds me of home. You know, I live in Michigan, and northern Michigan is some incredible lakes and fisheries. Upstate New York has some really, really awesome places too up there.
Cool. Well, if anybody wants to follow you, all they need to do is, first of all, go to MLF.com, right?
Yep. Major League Fishing or I've got my own website, social media, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, all that we do too. So just Kevin Van Dam Fishing.
Kevin,
pretty easy to find.
Pretty easy to find you. And once again, everybody, Kevin Van Dam, a great fisherman, just does so much, not for just the industry, but for the community, for his friends, for, you know, his family and extended family. It's just an all-around fantastic package that many people should really take notice of, because it's a lot of stuff you may not hear about. And we didn't even talk about stuff he does with high schools and colleges, etc. That's going to be another interview down the road. Kevin, once again, thank you so much for coming on.
You bet, Chauncey. We'll do it again, man.
Cool. Sounds very good. And we'll keep an eye on MLF and see what's going on with the next tournament. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Waterworks has been through this pandemic for everyone who owns a boat or dreams of buying a new boat. Waterworks wants to make your dream of owning a 2022 Lund or Low boat powered by your Mercury outboard this year. Waterworks is taking deposits now for the 2022 Lund and Low boats with a Mercury outboard motor to be ready for that fall fishing trip. But if you have a boat you're not using or want to sell or maybe trade in, let Waterworks give you a price no one can match. Waterworks will hold your special Waterworks price on these new models and give you all those special price incentives way before any boat show, and guarantee to hold that price today with a deposit made today. So stop in now and make a deposit on your 2022 Lund or Low for that fall fishing trip with a new Mercury outboard at a price no one can match. Go to waterworks.com or call them at 708-798-9700.
Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about Southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoywrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577, and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester has everything you love and more. They're new take-home meals from Paul's Market right there in the store, where you can bring it home, heat it, and enjoy your choice of baked lasagna, eggplant, baked rigatoni with vodka sauce, sausage and basil sauce, and more. Or you can try one of Paul's new family meals that will feed 4 to 6 people hot, ready for the table, from eggplant parmesan, ricotta gnocchi, chicken parmesan with sides, and a dessert you can't go wrong. And while you're at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, pick up a sandwich along with your take-home heat-and-eat meal for that true comfort food feeling. Place an order for pickup or delivery by phone to 708-531-9080 and tell them Chauncey sent you.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, Paul's Pizza in Westchester, DiamondGhostCharters.com, HookAndHuntTV.com, Midwest Outdoors Magazine, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, Wren Lake Area Tourism at VisitWrenLake.com and EnjoyWrenLake.com, BizBait, the soft plastic baits made for the professional bass angler who want to catch more fish. That's BizBait.com. Don't forget, for that true Canadian experience, go to VisitSunsetCountry.com. That's VisitSunsetCountry.com. Segment is brought to you by Waterworks. Waterworks Boat Sales at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700.
Now take down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get a bite all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place to rest your bones, and mighty fine for skipping stones. You feel fresh as a lemonade, setting in the shade.
I'm listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoor on ESPN Radio AM 1000 in Chicago.
Like a fool, what a fine day to take a stroll and wander fishing hole. I can't think.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors, and let's go over some outdoor news here. In Michigan, the boating fishing outreach events are going to be talking about Aquatic Invasive Species Awareness Week. That's June 27th to July 4th. Okay, this, they're trying to protect the Michigan waters from the threat of aquatic invasive species. By, there's a couple of steps that you can do, and they're really going to enforce this and try to educate the public at boat ramps throughout the state of Michigan. First of all, remove all aquatic organisms, including plants, from watercraft and trailers before launching or transporting. That means you get out of the car and you rip anything off that's stuck to the motor, the props, the trailer, etc. Remove all drain plugs and drain all water from bilges, ballast tanks, and live wells before you transport your watercraft. Dispose of unused bait in the trash. Don't dump them, you know, in the water. Don't dump them on the ground. Really, throw them out where they belong, in the garbage. They're also asking that recommended additional actions to protect the waters by following some other steps. Now, these steps are really, this makes a lot of sense, folks, not just for Michigan, for any place that you transport boats from one lake to another body of water. Clean your boats, trailers, or equipment, like we said, by removing plants, debris, mud, leaving, you know, the area before you, you know, go on the road. Dispose of all the stuff in the trash, as we mentioned. Wash the boat and trailers before leaving the access area, if you can. If there's a hose or something around that area. If there isn't, stop by a nearby car wash. Ah, great idea. If you don't run across one, stop before you put the boat away at home. Dry the boat and equipment for 5 days before launching into another body of water to make sure that anything that you missed didn't get, you know, trapped and is still alive in there. Disinfect live wells, bilges, and with a bleach solution of a half a cup of bleach to 5 gallons of water. You know what that's going to do? It's also going to make your boat smell really pretty. And it's going to make the boat smell, you know, just, it's not going to smell like an old boat. So not just in Michigan, but do that to any place you're going to be doing some fishing and transporting your boat from one body of water to another. It's very important. Madison, Wisconsin, Governor Tony Evers announced that the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, will publish the final rule for the designation of the Wisconsin Shipwreck Coast National Marine Sanctuary on June 23, 2021. This designation will take effect following a review of the governor and the Congress over a 45-day period of continuous sessions in Congress. The proposed sanctuary, and this is where all these old boats that are, you know, well over 100 plus years old, the wooden boats that are still in great shape because they're so deep in Lake Michigan, the proposed sanctuary is going to include a 962 square mile area of Wisconsin Lake Michigan from Kewaunee County south to Ozaukee County that will protect 36 historical significant shipwrecks and related maritime heritage resources. 21 of them are already listed as the National Register of Historic Places. The state of Wisconsin and NOAA will co-manage these sanctuaries. That's really important. Our buddies in Missouri, Jefferson City, beginning July 1, deer hunters can apply online through the Missouri Department of Conservation website for a shot at more than 100 managed deer hunts throughout the state this fall and winter. The MDC offers managed deer hunts for archery, muzzle-loading crossbows, and modern firearms from mid-September through mid-January at conservation areas, state and other parks, national wildlife refuges, and other public areas. Some managed deer hunts are held specifically for youth or for people with disability. Managed deer hunt application period is July 1st to July 31st. Wow, that would be kind of an interesting thing to do, and especially for the kids and, you know, people with disabilities. It's a great way for them to enjoy the outdoors. Aiden's Fishing Report. That's right. This is a report from my grandson, Aiden, in Western Michigan. Papa, I was at scout camp for a few days, and boy, did I have fun. Well, I'm glad you went to camp. When I got home, I saw a couple of my friends, because many were on vacation at their family cabins up north. Roger's dad went with him to the St. Joe area and said perch fishing was really slow and the water was cold, but they saw some fishermen on the pier still catching steelhead, and he said they were using alewives or shrimp. The cold water has made a lot of fish scatter out, and they were on their boat in 100 to 120 feet of water, and they caught lake trout and a couple steelhead on spoons and flies, but that's all. Bob and his parents took their new boat out of Grand Haven and said salmon and lake trout were also slow. Best action was in 140 to 220 feet of water. Salmon and steelhead they found were in the top 75 feet, while lake trout were caught near the bottom. The pier anglers they saw when they came back in slowly, they saw a steelhead, and they asked what they caught them on, and they also said on shrimp and dead alewives. My friend Linda Sue and her parents went out one day from Muskegon before they went on their family vacation and said salmon and trout were in 120 to 260 feet of water, orange and green spoons in the top 60 to 70 feet of water. But they didn't catch many fish. Well, this week I'm planning to go fishing more, but scout camp was way too much fun. I wish I could have stayed longer. See you soon. Love, your fishing magician, Aiden. And once again, the Aiden Fishing Report is sponsored by our friends at Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Okay, everybody, now let's hear from Captain Tony out on Lake Michigan someplace. Tony, what's going on?
Hey, good morning, Chauns. Yeah, the cohos are still around. They're biting, and they got big shoulders on them.
That's amazing how they, you know, year to year, they different change. And this year, they're bruisers.
Yeah, they're bruisers. They've been around. They've been feeding real heavy on alewives. Again, bigger flies, dodgers. Some spoons are working, not too many for me, but otherwise, you know, they're biting. We did hook up with a unicorn. You know what a unicorn is?
No.
We call kings unicorns now. He had 23 pounds. We put them in the boat.
Oh, my goodness.
Because so they're so elusive, you know, and I accidentally ran across one, and it was 23 pounds.
Big fight, big screamer, I bet.
Oh, yeah. I was watching the line counter on it. It went to 150, 300, and then it slowed down at 336 feet, and we started getting them back.
Wow.
Beautiful fish. Posted it on Facebook, so that's it's out it. There, and even on Instagram. So
Diamond Ghost-looking
fish.
That's on Diamond Ghost Charters, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. But otherwise, yeah, we're out in anywhere 130, 150. The other day it was 150, 170. Then we're back at 90. Then we're back out 150. So we're following the bait in and out. Some guys were way out, and they said they were getting some fish out there. Lakers are starting to show up, weather permitting. You know, if you're going deep, be careful because we got a lot of fronts coming through.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, if you find a bait, you'll find a fish.
Sounds good to me, my friend. Sounds excellent to me. If somebody wants to get a hold of you for weekday or weekend charter out on Lake Michigan out of Winthrop Harbor, what's the best way to do it?
I would call the office at area code 847-838-2037. You can visit me on the World Wide Web at www.diamondghostcharters.com. All my pricing and information plus more is on the website.
Cool. All right, buddy. And what do we all yell on Diamond Ghost Charters when we get a fish?
Fish on.
Okay.
All right, guys. Be safe out there. Good fishing.
Bye-bye. That's Captain Tony, everybody, out on Lake Michigan someplace. Perch fishing in the Chicagoland area is a bit on the slow side, and some people are still getting some smallmouth bass in a couple of areas. Chain of lakes, though, bass are active with the water that hit the chain. Got a little more current by the bridges and some little deeper cuts. Walleye activity definitely picked up. They're even getting some white bass out in the middle of the lake. They're kind of schooling up in those areas. That's another good sign. And our friends fishing in Wisconsin say the river fishing is definitely picked up with the rain. Well, I can hear the flute playing right now. So I like to leave you with a Native American proverb. And this one comes from the Lakota Nation. When a man moves away from nature, his heart becomes hard. When a man moves away from nature, his heart becomes hard. Oh, how very true that is. And once again, everyone, we don't own the woods, the rain, the storms, the fish we're catching, or the birds we're chasing. We really are borrowing it all from our children's children's children. Make sure we leave more for them than what we have for us today. We'll see you next week, right here on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.